So I was getting down the decorations this week, and I was trying to get down that giant tree, but I need to get some helping hands this morning to get that down. But I saw this crib, this manger. I was thinking, well, should we bring this down this year? And God just kept putting it on my heart, bring it down, bring it down. And it's empty right now. So my question for you today is, what does this crib have for you today? Right now it's empty, but it's filled with expectations as we get ready for Christmas. What does the crib have for you this season? What are you looking to put in the crib this season? What can you take out of this crib? What can you share with somebody that is in this crib? What's in this crib for you? I heard salvation.
Faith.
Faith.
Love.
Do you see it?
Yeah.
Do you see it written?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
A-I-T-H. I might even just get a marker.
Here,
hope.
Love.
Love.
New beginnings.
Joy.
Compassion.
Compassion. What else do you see in here right now?
Sacrifice.
Sacrifice.
New beginnings.
New beginnings. Hope. Light. Life. Isn't that what we usually see in a baby's crib? What do you usually see in a baby's crib once the baby is born? If there was one word that you would describe, I think there might be many words. I'm thinking joy of the parents. Every new parent I see holding their child. When you hold that child, there's something that happens, isn't there? All the moms here know what I'm talking about.
Happiness.
All the dads know what I'm talking about. Even the uncles and the aunts, when you hold that niece or nephew and they're squiggling around, and you don't know if you can, you're afraid you're going to drop them a little until you get a little practice. The moms know that. Because the mom comes up and says, oh, I'll show you how. I'll show you how to cradle that child. I'll show you how to hold that life. That's a word that kept coming to me. Life. It's in 3D. It's coming out in beams of light. So every week we're going to add something to our empty crib. Right now it's just empty. Even Mike was talking about building a stand for it. And he was even suggesting that I have it tilted so that we could see inside of the crib. So each week as we come back, we'll see something else. And I don't even know what God's going to put in there yet. He's been flooding my mind with ideas. You can send me a text of an idea. What should you put in the crib? But more importantly, what can you take out of this crib? Yes. Do you remember we used to have all the gifts in there? Do you remember we had the scrolls in there, the letter from God? So each year we put different things in here. There's a lot of memories in here for me of many different things that we put in the crib year after year. There's many memories as we decorated our church and in this beautiful new tree that we have. There's many memories as we put up the wreaths, as we put up the garland all throughout the vestibule. There's many memories of people and up on ladders, and that's what we'll be doing today as we're getting the house ready. It's about getting ready today. We have an empty crib. But is it empty? I think we just discovered that it's not really empty, is it? There's a lot, it's actually jam-packed with love and joy and hope and light and life. I'm starting to see it. It doesn't look empty anymore. So as I was thinking of that, I was looking for the verse. I was looking for the passage. Where are we headed here, Lord? And what he gave me is that Jesus said, I have come to give you life. And not just any old life. I have come to give you life in the full, abundant life. Oh, who wants some abundant life today? Who wants some fullness today? Who wants some family this season to be around? We just came out of Thanksgiving. Who wants some sons and daughters and nieces and nephews running around, bringing joy into the household? Don't they bring joy? The little ones. I see Jan laughing. I see Debbie nodding. I see Tisa. I see everybody registering with the family, with the joy, the love of this season. And then as we go into a department store, we can share that love. We can share Jesus with people. And you know, I've been reading this book now, and I'm just gonna tell you a little bit about it. It's about growing younger. Who would like to grow young here today? It's about the church growing young, and we are the church. Mm-hmm. And how do we grow young? How do we relate to this next generation coming up? Because things have changed, haven't they? They've changed a lot.
Oh, yes.
But some things have not changed at all. The crib has not changed. The hope, the love, the joy, the family, the peace, the life is still in the crib. So let's move into this passage. Because we discovered this passage before when we did the Gospel of John, and maybe you'll recall some of the things I know as I went back through it, I did. John 10. And the Gospel of John is such an amazing gospel. It's such a gospel of light. It's such a gospel of spirit. We have Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And Matthew, Mark, and Luke, they talk about the physical Jesus, the birth of Jesus. And we're going to be talking a lot about Luke and Matthew as we get ready for Christmas. But today we're going to talk about John because we're going to talk about the spirit of Christmas. We're going to talk about Jesus incarnate. We're going to talk about the beginning of time, like that hymn was talking about, that the Word became flesh. And that the Word is the Word that we read, the Word is the Word that we praise, the Word is the Word that comes out of our mouth, the Word is the Word of God that is spoken, and the Word has power. And the Word is Jesus. He is the Word. So John goes all the way back to the beginning of time itself. And as he's speaking here, even in this passage is going to be a little confusing, but we kind of unravel it. It was revealed to us when we went through the Gospel of John, so I'm going to give us some reminders. Therefore, Jesus said again, he's talking to the Pharisees, very truly I tell you, I am the gate for the sheep. And what we discovered when we went through the Gospel of John is that Jesus was not only the gate, that Jesus was not only the shepherd who would lead the sheep, and we are the sheep, into the pen, but that Jesus is the gatekeeper. Jesus is the gate, he's the gatekeeper, he is the shepherd, and he is the pen. He is all of it. And he says, therefore Jesus said again to the Pharisees, very truly, he's telling them, hey look, you guys gotta come through me. all the laws and all the rules and all the regulations are wonderful. The law is good. I've come to say that the law is good, and I'm here to bring the law to life. But I am the gate. I am the path. I am the shepherd. I am the pen. I am the gatekeeper. Keep that in the back of your mind right now. It's kind of a confusing parable as Jesus talks about this, because in parts of it he says, I am the shepherd. And so you think of a shepherd leading the sheep, but then he goes and he says, I am the gate. And then he talks about the gatekeeper and he talks about the pen, and we finally discovered as we dug into this a little bit deeper that he is all of it. He's not only the shepherd, he is the gate, he is the gatekeeper, he is the actual pen that keeps us safe from all the predators out there. Jesus continues, all who have come before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep have not listened to them. So remember, he's talking to the Pharisees, and he's telling the Pharisees, hey, you've been leading these people astray. You know, in this world, people will lead us astray. Is that the truth? That in this world, people have an agenda. Is that the truth? In this world, you have to beware, because people sometimes don't have pure motive. They have this hidden agenda. They're trying to get something. They're trying to utilize you for something else. It's just a sad fact, but it's the truth. In this world, we have to be on guard. We have to beware. We have to be wise. All who have come before me, Jesus says, are thieves and robbers, but the sheep have not listened to them. When you think of a shepherd with the sheep, what is the shepherd's job? To protect the sheep, thank you. To care for the sheep. And look what Jesus says, I will lay my life down for these sheep. I care about them that much. I'm going to get them in that pen. I'm going to keep them safe from any wolves. I'm going to keep them safe from any harm. I'm going to lead them in. They know my voice. They know that they can trust me. Can we trust Jesus today? Can we hear his voice today? As we prepare for Christmas, as we prepare for what's in the crib, are we hearing Jesus today? As we give praise, as we listen, I'm telling you, this thing about listening and finding out what's popping, what is sticking out, what is being highlighted, Jesus is speaking in volumes. He is speaking in volumes to the entire church, but he's speaking in volumes personally to you.
Yeah.
Can you hear him? The sheep listen to the shepherd. Jesus says, I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved. They will come in and go out and find pasture. Sounds like an idyllic world, isn't it? You can come into the pen and you're protected at night. You can go on out to the pasture and feast on some good green grass. And you got this shepherd who's willing to lay his life down for you. Jesus said, when you come through me, you will be saved. Saved. But I have to ask, saved from what? Well, we're in the pen. We're saved from the wolves. We're saved from the predators. We're saved from those who would cause us harm. We are saved from those who have a hidden agenda. Jesus will literally lay his life down, and he did lay his life down. As we move into Easter, we celebrate how he laid his life down. We celebrate his birth right now. But you can't have Christmas without Easter. And you can't have Easter without Christmas. They go together. They're like bookends. Jesus not only was incarnated for us, but Jesus died for us, which many of our lyrics spoke of today. that Jesus laid down his life. He not only talked the talk, not only spoke it out, he lived it out. He said, I am the good shepherd. I will lay my life down for my sheep. And then he went and he did it. It wasn't just empty promises. We need to be saved, not only from this world, not only from an enemy that is prowling around, and he is prowling. When you see what is going on in this world these days, it is so evident that the enemy is prowling around. The enemy is prowling around right now in Israel. The enemy is prowling around and attacking in Palestine. The enemy is in Russia. The enemy is coming into Ukraine. The enemy has been in North Korea for a long time, in China. The enemy is here in America. The enemy is everywhere.
Sometimes we have to be saved from our own selves.
Thank you, Debbie. It's exactly where I was headed. But mostly, not just sometimes, but mostly, we need to be saved from ourselves. We need to be saved from ourselves. One thing I was talking about in this crib, you know, what's in it for me? Sounds a little selfish, doesn't it? But in this case, it's not. What's the gift that God has for me? It's a beautiful thing. It's not a selfish thing. God has many things in store for us. He just wants us to accept them, to take them. As we exchange gifts, we are exchanging gifts and we are accepting gifts. God has gifts for us today. And his main gift is his son. Continuing. The thief comes only to steal, kill, and I want you to hear this. The thief comes only to steal, kill, and destroy. I just want you to think of your families right now. I just want you to think of some situations that you've gone through. I just want you to think of some situations some friends are going through right now. The thief comes only to steal your joy, to kill your spirit, and destroy your life. Jesus is warning us. There is an enemy, and he is prowling around. There is an enemy, and he is coming from inside. He is coming from inside of us. And he will take us out on a spiritual level if we let him. But Jesus continues, I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. I want us to dream a little right now. What does your life look like to the full? And maybe you've already experienced a lot of it, a birth of a child, a marriage, a companion for life, a niece or nephew, a good friend who's always there for you, a relationship with God our Father, and feeling his presence, which is heaven itself. I have come that they may have life. Jesus is the author and perfecter. That's what it says in Hebrews. It says in Hebrews, I'm telling you, the word is so powerful. All we have to do is look at what the word tells us. And it all connects. Hebrews connects to the Gospel of John. The Gospel of John connects to the Old Testament Lamentations. Lamentations connects to Psalms. It's all connecting over 4,000 years of writings from hundreds of writers. And it's all connecting. God is speaking. I have come, Jesus is speaking, I have come that they may have life and they have it to the full. So what do we do with this? What does this do to help us prepare for Christmas? Well, remember, I said, what was a passage that had to do with this kindness, all this fruit of the Spirit inside of here. And all the hope is in here. All the glory is in here. But of all the things, what's in here is life. Jesus said, I have come that they may have life. What's in the crib for me? Life. Abundant life. Jesus is the gatekeeper. Jesus is the good shepherd who will lay down his life. Jesus is the gate to life. Jesus is the pen that protects me. He's the entire parable. The reason that parable is difficult is because he's all of it. Jesus is life. As we get ready for Christmas, we get ready for life. Abundant life. I will let our own imaginations take us to where that abundant life will lead you. I want you to spend the next 4 weeks as we get ready for Christmas thinking about your abundant life. And what does it look like? I want you to think of your neighbor's abundant life. And what does it look like? I want you to think of your relatives, your nieces, your nephews, your aunts, your uncles, their abundant life. What does it look like? And I want us to have a conversation or two about having this abundant life that Jesus has not only promised us, but that Jesus has given us. Let us pray. Dear Father God, we thank you for your Son. We thank you for the glory of the King of Kings. We thank you for the glory of the King of Kings that came in a manger, in a crib, in a housing for animals. In a humble beginning, we thank you for the King of Kings that created all things and has given us life. And not just life, but life abundant. So right now we accept that life to change us, to transform us, to protect us, to preserve us, to grow us, to change us. We thank you, dear Father God, for your Son, our life, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Praise that comes out of our mouth. I would enter his gate with thanksgiving. It gives me brand new meaning to that verse. I will enter his gate. I will enter him with thanksgiving. Jesus is the gate, and I enter him. My battle cry, who needs a battle cry today? Every night and day, and I'll sing your name over everything. And everything means everything.
Hallelujah.
Everything in heaven, everything on earth, every planet, everything, every universe, everything means everything. Every country, every conflict, I will sing your name over everything. That is our theme as we get ready for Christmas. We will be singing Jesus over everything. Let us pray. Dear Father God, we thank you for the crib. We thank you for the expectations. We thank you for the hope and the glory and the light and the love and the joy. All the things that the crib is so overfilling right now. It's overflowing right now. And it's just in anticipation of all that you shall do and all you've already done. We thank you, dear Father God, for your Son. Let us prepare our hearts. Let us prepare our minds to comprehend. Let us prepare our very soul to unite and be one with. As we get ready for Christmas, we get ready for Jesus, the gate that we enter him, which is him. We thank you, dear Father God. Bless us as we enter the gate with thanksgiving and praise. We are dismissed to love and to serve our Lord. Stick around. Help us with decorations. We need to get the wreaths up. We need to get everything ready and prepared as we prepare our church and our hearts for Christmas. We also will have some coffee and hot chocolate and some cookies, some Christmas cookies, some hymns as we get ready for Christmas and just be with one another. Have an amazing week. Send me a text. What do you think? What should be the next item that goes in the crib for next week?